98.9.
Welcome to your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment, presented by Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. Today, you will be blessed as you listen to God's prophet, Dr. Abiola Idowu, the presiding bishop of CREPA, that's Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway, Jacksonville, Florida. In CREPA, we have experienced the word-working wonders in the lives of the people. We have many testimonies, and today is your opportunity to receive fulfillment in your life. We know the most powerful technology ever is the Word of God. Faith will be born, and your life will never remain the same again. So please welcome Bishop Abiola Idowu.
Praise God. Our God is good, and His mercy endures forever. I welcome everyone to the Hour of Fulfillment tonight, and I am so excited because tonight we're going to another phase. God is going to confirm His word. The life of everyone is going to change. And I'm telling you, your dream is coming to pass in the name of Jesus. But before we go into the word tonight, let's have a word of prayer. Father, we are so thankful in the name of Jesus. We give you all the glory and all the praise for the love that you have for us, for the grace that brought us into this life that we are living right now in Christ Jesus. We thank you because of the blood that washed us. We thank you because of the power of your Spirit. Jesus, let your word come forth in power tonight. Holy Spirit, I depend upon you to speak the word of God in boldness. I'm asking, oh God, for clarity of instruction, that people will not just hear the word, but the word will produce results that will take them to another level, and it will save, heal, and deliver. Thank you, Father, because we know after this minute, all glory and honor will be to you alone, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Now, we've been dealing with something very important because I have seen a lot of people so frustrated with their redemption. And they say, yeah, I'm born again. I'm filled with the Holy Ghost, but there is nothing to show for it. And many times they say, I have somebody saying, but maybe you didn't pray well. Somebody said, maybe you didn't have faith. Now, but many times we don't know that the kingdom of God operates in principles. And when you don't know the principles of the kingdom of God, you get frustrated despite the fact that you're born again. Now, I want you to listen very carefully because I'll be sharing with you kingdom principles for reigning on the earth or reigning in life.
Amen.
Kingdom principles for reigning in life. Now, I want you to know that Jesus Christ came specifically to establish the kingdom of God on the earth. He came to impose an heavenly authority on the earthly realm. It is bringing the government of God back to the earth the way it used to be before man sinned. Now, because that was exactly what man lost in the Garden of Eden. The moment the kingdom was lost, he lost dominion, he lost the fruitfulness, he lost the earth and all that. Now, Jesus Christ came specifically to restore all that. I remember the first message Jesus Christ preached was in Matthew chapter 4 verse 17, and he said, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand, or the kingdom of God is here. Now, you will discover that the teaching of Jesus is basically based upon the kingdom principles. It's not a religious teaching. It is the constitution of the kingdom of heaven. It is how to live on earth as if you are in heaven already. It is the principle that makes the heaven a reality on the earth. You will remember Jesus Christ was saying this one in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 10. He said, when you pray after this, our Father who art in heaven, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth. Remember that? He said, thy will be done on earth as is it in heaven. So God wants the kingdom of God to be seen on the earth. And you know, the kingdom of God, there is no sickness, there is no disease, there is no poverty, there is no affliction. Now, we have seen a lot of believers living at the mercy of all these things. Mm-hmm. Then how do I live a life that will make everybody to see, is this one living on the same planet with us? Now, that is exactly what Jesus Christ came to preach. He didn't come to preach religion. Yeah. He came to preach a kingdom that we supersede the existing kingdom of the earth. And I remember last week I was telling about taking the limit out of your life. I was talking about listening to your spirit, the spirit man. And I was just saying that you are an answer to somebody's question. So we're going to go on from there. Now, you want to put the principle of the kingdom of God into practice on the earth, develop your creativity and maximize your gift. I'm going to say it again. Develop your creativity and maximize your gift. Now, I want you to know that there is nobody that is created empty. Now, many times people don't appreciate what God put in them. And they celebrate what God put in others. Mm-hmm. Now, and they don't really know that what it takes to live here is already born with you. Now, I want you to see this step. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, the Bible says, and God said, let us make man in our own image, after our own likeness. Now, that means you are made in the likeness and the image of the Almighty God. You are a creative creator. Oh my God, you need to listen to that very well. Now, the best material ever made you. In fact, when Jesus Christ was here, he was telling the people, he said, occupy till I come. You remember that parable Jesus Christ was giving? He said, occupy till I come. Occupy till I come. In other words, everything that is needed is in you. Everything that you will ever need to make life an extraordinary is already inside of you. The Apostle Paul was saying in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7, he said, we all have this treasure in this earthen vessel. Now, many times, majority of people don't put pressure on what is inside them. They put pressure on what their head is telling them. And they begin to think the way the devil wants them to think. I remember in John chapter 14, I saw what Jesus Christ was saying here. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the work that I do shall he do, and greater works than this shall he do, because I go to my Father. There is something inside of you. Oh my Bishop, if you know what is going on around me, I don't need to know what is going on around you. I want to tell you what you carry that you have neglected. Now, God's word make us to see this. Now, despite the fact that God created the man and put the man in the garden, because God knew he put everything inside man that is needed to operate on the earth, he trusted what he put in man. The Bible said in Genesis chapter 2, verse 19, Bible said God brought all the animals to Adam to name them. He trusted this man that what I put inside of him, he can make a mistake. And Apostle Paul said this, he said, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. So when you lose a job, you lose money, or things are not working the way you are expected to work, now it is not it's not an indication that you are a failure. It's an indication that there is something that is about to be born inside of you, because all those situations is working together for good, because you are programmed according to the will of God. I'm not saying God bring problem into your life, but when those situations happens, instead of going into depression, come on now, it's Amen. Time to be creative. Amen. Because something is crying in your inside. Listen, beloved, you cannot be stranded. The one that make heaven and the earth made you specially. You cannot be the crown of creation and you become a pity of man. No, start thinking differently. Challenge yourself and become marketable. Something is inside of you that somebody is waiting for. Instead of just holding your cheek, nobody is helping me, everybody neglected me, I know what is going on around. Come on now, man, you need to grow up. I like you to begin to challenge yourself. No, I am not what people think I am. I am what God is talking about. I am the same person the old planet is waiting for, and I'm not going to allow the price that Jesus Christ paid upon my life to go in vain. Very important. It's a principle of the kingdom. Otherwise, you can just sit down in the dust and be waiting for something to happen. The Bible says, shake thyself from the dust, O captive daughter of Zion. Now, number five, number two for today. Now, refuse to be limited by your location and your situation. Refuse. Now, you will see Jesus Christ kept on teaching all this. Refuse to be limited by your location and by your situation. Now, do you know that it is man that make a place? Place don't make a man. Oh, I need to just say that one again. And listen to this. It is man or a woman that makes a place. The place don't make man. Now, if nobody ever lived in that place, it's called a bush.
That's it.
Oh, come on, now you need to see that. Now, everywhere is a bush uncultivated until man steps in. Now, see this in Genesis chapter 2 and verse 5. The Bible says, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew. For the Lord God has not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was not a man to till the ground. Now, why was it that nothing grew? Because there was nobody to manage it.
Mm-hmm.
You are a manager. God brought you here to manage the resources. So, where you are the one that put value into it.
Mm-hmm.
Not that place putting value onto you. Now, a lot of people think, where I live, they tell me, where is your zip code? Where is the community? And they think it's the community that make them. No, you made the community.
Amen.
You made that zip code. Now, where you are right now, you can start making a change. The Bible says in Joshua chapter 1 verse 3, he said, wherever the sole of your feet shall step, you shall possess. So, that means, what situation is waiting for, is for you to step in. Step in faith. You know God is with you.
Amen.
Wherever your feet steps, becomes a place to reckon with. So that means, your life is an asset. You are not disadvantaged in any form. Take that step. You are a success by birth. I was looking at what Jesus Christ was telling them. We're talking about the people that are under Roman Empire. And many times some of them live in kind of a fear. And Jesus Christ was telling them, see, where you are does not have anything to do with God's plan. He said, can't you know that you are the light of the world and you are the salt of the earth? You are a city set on the hill that cannot be hid, despite the fact that you are under the Roman Empire. Now, I don't care where you are right now. Stop hiding. Come out. Come out right now. Tell yourself, I'm not the sick person. People think I am. I am not poor. I am not limited. No. My location does not describe me. I describe my location. And you begin to see the glory of God shining upon your life. And number three, don't let people's opinion stop you or limit you. Don't let people's opinion stop you or limit you. One thing you cannot change is people's opinion. People will still have opinion about you. But the unfortunate thing is that people that are forming some opinion about you don't even know you.
Amen.
They have not met you. In fact, you know, I was preaching in church one day. I said, it's quite unfortunate that some people don't even know themselves.
Amen.
They've not met themselves yet. Oh, come on. You need to hear what I'm talking about. Now, it is not what people say about you that determines your destiny. A lot of people say, they don't like me. They don't want to see my face. Please, like you.
Amen.
See your own face.
Amen.
Celebrate who you are. Now, that's very important. Because if you base your life and your destiny about what people feel about you, now, it's sad to say that 50% of your life is already gone.
Mm.
Now, do you know why? Because, I mean, the heart of man is spiritually wicked. Who can know it? Even the people that are smiling and laughing with you, you don't even know what is in their heart.
That's right.
So if they want to talk you down, talk you out of God's plan, and you base all your decision on what their opinion is, you already frustrated your life. Now watch this. Eliab, the brother of David, saw David in the battle that day when Jesse sent him to the battle. And he said, what are you doing here? I know what is in your heart. You're so proud. Why do you leave our father's sheep, those little sheep, and you are here? Now, I want you to listen to this. Can you just see that opinion?
Mm-hmm.
Now, he said, why do you leave our father's business and you came here? Now, check your Bible very well. Who sent David to the battle?
Mm-hmm.
Their father.
That's right.
Now. Why are you trying to conclude about what you don't even have an understanding about?
Mm-hmm.
Are you getting that?
Yes,
now, if Jesse was the one that sent David to the battle. Why should it be a problem to Eliab?
That's right.
Now, a lot of people still want, they feel, we are not yet consulted about this guy. Why should he rise? Now, they don't know is this.
Right.
God already concluded about your life without looking for their opinion.
Amen.
Without their impute at all. Don't let people's opinion determine your joy.
Amen.
Let the word of God determine your joy. Because
Amen.
You are living in the midst of the people that are looking at you with the eyes of your past. And God has gone beyond that. He planned you before the foundations of the earth, and he wants that to be fulfilled.
Amen.
I don't know whether somebody is hearing me tonight. I don't know what people have told you about you. Please, take another information from the word of God and let what they are saying be in your path. Number 7, number 4, or number 3, it said, be adventurous. Be adventurous. That's very important. Now, do you know one thing that I want you to learn tonight? Every day, opportunity comes to us. That's the way God designed it. Because he wants you to be like a city that is set on the hill that cannot be healed. And many times, what is called favor, it is readiness. And when readiness meets opportunity. So God arranged opportunity for our lives every day. But many times when opportunity comes, it dress like a work. And many times because it dress like a work, we don't want to do it. We despise it. We go around it. But God will just say, but you crying to me, I brought something your way. What do you do about it? The word of the Lord said, he said, blessed be God who daily loaded us with benefit, even the God of our salvation. So when you maximize opportunity and look for how to be more productive, you will discover that you begin to shine as if you are in heaven right now.
Amen.
Because everything you will ever need to shine,
Amen.
To reign, is already inbuilt.
Amen.
You have an uncommon destiny. You have an uncommon life. Now listen to this, very important tonight. Now, a lazy person cannot fulfill destiny. Try to get out of that cocoon that you put yourself, and you tell everybody it's the devil. The last time devil himself is confused, you are talking about him. Because he doesn't even have opportunity to come near you.
Amen.
Because the blood of Jesus already marked your life.
Amen.
But it is your mind telling you, your mind is suggesting to you what God didn't say. And because it's a popular opinion, does not mean that God is the one saying it. Are you getting that?
Yeah.
So learn to read. Learn to fellowship with the children of God. Learn to learn new things. That is how to make your redemption speak. Not just saying, but after I'm filled with the Holy Ghost, I'm speaking in tongues, and I go to church every Sunday. If any time the church door opens, I go there. Now, it's beyond that. Don't just follow the crowd. Now, look at Joseph. Joseph became uncommon because he took advantage of the opportunity that came his way. He prepared for that meeting with Pharaoh. The moment he got there, the Bible says he shaved himself, put himself in order, and he just said, now, I have a solution to what the king is talking about, because the God of heaven will give me the opportunity to interpret your dream. Now, the prayer I'm praying for you tonight is to be sensitive, to be in the right place at the right time, and to be sensitive to the opportunity that God is bringing your way. I have met people in my life that is just an opportunity that God opened to them, and their life never remained the same again.
Amen.
And when I studied the word of God, I discovered that God is not a respecter of any man.
Amen.
He can meet you as you are hearing the word tonight. He can change your destiny. You are not supposed to die sick, poor, oppressed, frustrated. Now, where you are right now is not the place God wants you to be. He wants to move you forward. Now, let me tell you this. Maybe I need to share this with you before I go. There is nothing that glorifies God in your oppression. Nothing glorifies God in your sickness, disease, and affliction. No. In fact, if you ask God, God will say, I'm sad about it. How do I know? He said, for I know the plan that I have towards you. It's a plan, or it's a thought of good and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. So if it is not coming from God, it must be coming from the devil or coming from you. So we need to stop the devil and stop you from stopping God by giving you the truth of the word of God. Maybe somebody is now saying something. He said, I need to link myself with this truth. Now, the first step is you need to be born again.
Amen.
The moment you come into the kingdom, this truth will be revealed to you by the power of the Holy Spirit, and God will begin to grow you in His grace. He will begin to grow you in His word. He will begin to grow you by His Spirit. So if you are listening to me tonight and you want to say, I want to come to Jesus, or maybe you've been to Him before and you busted it, and the pressure of life takes you out of church, takes you out of relationship with God, and you want to say, now Bishop, pray for me, I want to be back. Oh my God, I pray about it before I came. So we want to just agree with you.
Amen.
Just say after me, say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I give you thanks, I give you praise because of your love and your mercy over my life. I know I am a sinner, but you paid my price. So therefore, I receive the forgiveness of sin. I receive a brand new life. I declare I'm born again. I'm a child of God. I'm now the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Oh, what a miracle that just happened. You are now a child of God. The next thing is you need to start fellowshipping with the children of God. Now listen to this. I have never met a man or a woman in my life that became a medical doctor in his bedroom. And he just said, don't worry, I don't need to go to no school. I'm anointed of the Holy Spirit. I am born again, and I can go to the hospital to treat a patient. Then you are a quack. Now nobody knows you are a professional through that. So you go to school, and there are school you have to go to so that you can be qualified. To be qualified as a kingdom citizen, to enjoy everything that Jesus Christ already wrote for you, you need to be in church.
Amen.
You need to be trained. You need to grow in your new faith. You need to grow in Christ Jesus. You need to grow in the word of God, and your life will never remain the same again. God bless you in Jesus' mighty name. See you at the top. Praise
wow.
God.
Hey.
Wow. Praise
Amen.
Jesus.
Wow. Thank you so much, Bishop, for that awesome word from
Amen.
The Lord. We are truly blessed.
Amen.
I want to take this time to welcome our listening audiences. This is your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment with Dr. Abiola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. We are located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. We certainly want to invite you to come out to our services tomorrow. We have two services. The first service is at 8 a.m. That's our early service. And the second service is at 10 a.m. Now, if you need a ride, we'll be happy to pick you up. Just give us a call at 646-8210. The number to call for a ride is 646-8210. Now, make sure you make one of those services, the 8 a.m. service or the 10 a.m. service, because tomorrow is a very special service. Tomorrow's service is Uncommon Breakthrough.
Amen.
Now, we all have something that we are looking for. We're trusting our breakthrough for. Come out tomorrow to Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, 7171 Arlington Expressway. The time is 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. So don't go anywhere. Stay right there. We'll be right back. We're going to bring to you Intentional by Travis Green. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back after this.
I know that all things are working for my good. Yeah, He's intentional, never failing. All things are working for my good.
He's intentional.
right, we are live back in the studio with Dr. Abiola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. We certainly want you to come out to our services tomorrow. We have two services. The first service is 8 a.m. That's our early service. And the second service is 10 a.m. If you need a ride, just give us a call. We'll be happy to come and pick you up. The number to call is 646-8210. The number to call for a ride is 646-8210. Now it's time for us to get into that wonderful segment called The Moment of Change. And just before I turn you over to that, I just want to introduce the Fulfillment family that's with us here live in the studio. Of course, we have Dr. Abiola Idowu is here with us tonight. We have Brother Christian here with us tonight. Brother Clarence is here, and Sister Thunder is here. So now we're going to go right into that moment of change. To take us into that is Brother Christian. Brother Christian, how are you tonight?
It is a blessing to be here with you, Sister Jan. We are very thankful to be here in this studio this evening, because God is doing mighty works, and we want to first acknowledge Bishop Seth. Thank the Lord for you. You know, we pray that, you know, the Lord continue to increase the unction on you, because we are thankful that, yes, you know, every Saturday you are here with us to just be a blessing to us, and you have been used as a vessel to bring the word to us. So we thank God for your life, sir. We are talking about some things that are very essential to life, you know, reigning in life in this kingdom, sir. You point some things that, as I was listening to you, the word came with power. But there's something I see that I wanted you to help me understand, because it will bless some others around me. Mm. You know, and it's about stepping in faith. You said the word stepping in faith. Mm. You know, doing things like, okay, you know, having faith in doing something different.
Mm.
You know, faith is a topic that most believers like I am, they're looking at it like, okay, I go to church all my life. I've been in church all my life. I read books of faith. I listen to messages about faith. You know, I know that the word said, faith comes by hearing the word of God.
Yeah.
And so when it comes to faith, it's a very touchy topic for people, because some people have faith in their job. They go to work, they know they get paid at the end of the week. Some people, they will have faith in a product because they have used it over and over and say, oh, well, this product works. Some people, they would drive a certain car. You know, it's a product. But when it comes to the issue of faith, because it's a spiritual thing, people have a really serious issue in trying to understand whether what they have already is a faith that works. I want you to enlighten us here, because it is very important. Because I know that the Word of God says in Hebrews 11, verse 3, he said, by faith we know that the word of, that the universe was created by the Word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things that are seen. So that means that there is faith working, because God is a faith God.
Mm-hmm.
He speaks things and they come into life. The power in him is still being worked through faith.
Mm.
Help us understand some of these things, because it is very important when we talk about taking the initiative to step in faith.
Mm.
How important it is to know that there is faith in you.
Yeah, praise the Lord. I mean, it's good. Thank you, Brother Christian. It's good that we've been teaching about faith this month. Let me tell you this. We are faith people. Every human being is a faith person, because we have the nature and the likeness of faith God. Now, we don't struggle to have faith. We struggle to tell our mind you are wrong. That's it. Because faith will always come. It will be there. But your mind will say it's not true. So if you can't conquer your mind, then you can have faith. Now, how do I conquer my mind? Now, you conquer your mind by the word of God. The Bible says, do not conform to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Like I said the other time, you are born again. You are heaven bound. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. But your mind is not born again.
Mm.
That mind is still traveling here and there. So you need to caution your mind by the word of God. No, shut up there. God didn't say that.
Amen.
Now somebody just said, oh yeah, you've been coming to me. Now you and I know when
yes.
God speaks,
right.
God will never say evil to his children.
Never.
He will the Bible says, for God will speak peace to his children. But if a believer never read the Bible, never listen to the word, mm-hmm. the word of God, and he's always saying, I just know my faith is in my heart. You don't even have no heart.
Wow.
Talk less of everything. Because I don't care how much prayer you can pray. If you don't have an understanding of the word of God, the devil will still cheat you.
Amen.
I see Brother Clarence want to come in here. Please go ahead, Brother Clarence.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, sir, for that word. There.
Praise
Thank
the
you
Lord.
For the encouragement there. You talked about principle, kingdom principles earlier.
Yeah.
And you said, you know, there's certain principles. You know that we're born again.
Yeah.
You know that we'll say, we know that we're heaven bound. But you also said that there are certain principles we have to follow.
Definitely.
And you know that your lifestyle has to change.
Oh yeah.
You know we're new creatures.
Mm.
We're into a new country. It's like someone coming from a foreign country.
Yeah.
We have to adapt to that country's culture.
Yes.
And sometimes when we are saved, you know, it's difficult to adopt to these things, you know, because there are roadblocks, there are challenges and all that there. Help me to understand how do I get beyond these roadblocks and these challenges, because we are in a new culture and everything doesn't always go according to plan.
Okay, now let me tell you the first thing that you need to know as a child of God is when you are born again, you are translated into another kingdom. That must settle in your heart.
Amen.
I thank God for where you are coming from. You need to know you left.
Yes.
Now, Brother Clarence, I know you. You are a good man. You are a great guy. But you see, if the last time I checked, you don't speak Spanish. Okay, now, if you go to Mexico tonight, now, and with all your good stuff, you will look like a total stranger.
Amen. That's
in
right.
fact, they may ask, they may be telling you something. They say, you are a bad person. And you say, okay,
yeah.
okay. now, because you don't know what you're talking
exactly.
about. So if you want to blend in that culture,
yes,
the first thing is you learn the language.
Learn the language. Amen.
Now, you learn the language,
yes,
and learning the language is not what you learn overnight.
Amen.
You need to be close to the person who is a citizen of the place.
Amen.
So that they teach you how to speak. I mean, Spanish.
Speak the language.
Now, when you come into the kingdom, you need to know the language of the kingdom.
Amen.
The language of the kingdom is faith, and the word of God is what teaches you how to do it.
Amen.
Church is the school where you learn it.
Amen.
And that is the place some people don't want to go.
Amen. Thank you, sir. That was very powerful. Thank you so very much.
Thank you so much, sir. That is amazing. You know, so we need to be in that environment to give us
yeah.
the language ability to speak it. Sister Tona, I know you want to say something
of
here.
Course,
yeah.
Of course, of course. All right, what saying to me was learn to read.
Mm.
I remember back in the day, I would try to read the Bible, and I wouldn't understand what's written.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people love that King James Version, but I would read, and then sometimes I think I would have my head wrapped around it, put it down. I might not pick it up for a while, and when I pick it up again, I couldn't continue with chapter 3. I would have to go back and read chapter 1 and 2 just to refresh again.
Oh,
so, can you help us when you say learn to read? What are some things we can do to be able to understand the word?
Yeah, praise the Lord. God has, in our generation, God has blessed us so much. Now, if you have a problem with Thou and Thine of King James, you can read New Living. You can read NIV. You can read American Standard Bible. Now, it's still saying the same thing, but in a simpler form, in a language that can be broken down for everyone understanding. But I have discovered that when you start reading the Word of God and you start attending a Bible-believing church, I am telling you, the Bible will come open.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody came with Bible from heaven.
Mm-hmm.
We all landed reading it here. Now, I remember when I first reading the Bible, it looked as if, what kind of book is this? Most especially when they begin to mention the genealogies, and you read from verse 1, and so begat, I said, what's my business with your begat? Now, later, as I began to read the word, I saw that the word began to read me, and it began to get into my spirit. Even because the Holy Spirit steps in when your desire to know it, to know the word, comes to life.
Yeah.
So it's all like that. Many times it's just because we don't want to read it, or we are reading it, and because we don't like the kind of Bible version we are reading, we just stop. Just you can ask somebody. We have Bible study group. Cell group. You can just join any one of them, and then they will bring it and just explain it to us, and that's it.
Amen.
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 With no matter what you do, know the word.
Yes.
Know the word.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for your enlightenment. Yeah. You know, we just thank God for you for just continuing to be a light to us in this studio and everyone that's listening to this. Sister Jan, please thank you, and we want to bring you in right in.
All right, that was your moment of change with Brother Christian and the Fulfillment Family, along with Dr. Abiola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. We certainly want to invite you again to come out to our services tomorrow. We're having two services tomorrow, a very special service. The first one starts at 8 a.m. That is our early service, and the second service is 10 a.m. Now, if you need a ride, just call us. We'll pick you up. The number to call is 646-8210. The number to call for a ride is 646-8210. Now come out to tomorrow's service, because tomorrow's services is Uncommon Breakthrough. If you need a breakthrough in your finances, you might need a breakthrough in your marriage, your home, your children, your health, come out to Christ Resurrection Power Assembly tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. or 10 a.m., and get your Uncommon Breakthrough. Now we're going to go right into another segment, and this is actually my favorite part of the broadcast, where we actually get to brag about the goodness of God in the lives of His people. And tonight, Bishop, we have a testimony, and this testimony is an awesome testimony because it's from a sister that testified, and once I start telling you, you're going to remember it right away. This sister testified that, you know, she did actually attend the Dominion celebration. And during that Dominion celebration, she heard the word. She heard you say, if you don't want God to be in it, He won't be in it. But she thanked God for being in her situation, because she has some young sons that comes to church. And she was thanking God for attending church and also having the children be influenced by the services and by the men in the church that were reaching out to her boys that she has.
Wow.
Because, you know, it's difficult, you know, when you have young boys and you're trying to bring them up the right way. But she is just so thankful that things are working and that her sons are better than they were before.
Wow.
She also wants to thank God for the men in CREPA, because they've been reaching out to her sons that need a male figure in their life.
Wow.
And that is really awesome, because she said that it shows the confidence that they have in the Lord. And for this, that her children have been doing better, and they're so thankful, and she just thanked God for what He's doing in her family.
Wow. You see, that's what I'm talking about.
Amen.
You see, there is no life outside Christ.
Amen.
And there is no school you can learn. You see, when you want to do medicine, you go to med school. You want to do law, you go to law school. When you want to enjoy the kingdom of God, you come to church.
Amen.
Now, that is the place you'll be groomed. Thank God for that. Maybe you are listening to us tonight. Another opportunity comes tomorrow morning, and God is going to reach out to you and your household in Jesus' name. We give God thanks for that.
Yes,
that is a
amen.
Destiny right there.
It is. It's awesome. Yes, because a lot of times we think church is just for us, for the adults. But when you can see the impact that it's having upon the children, that is an awesome testimony.
Praise
and we
God.
Thank God for her life.
So
now I'm getting ready to open the phone lines. I'm going to open the phone line so that you can call in if you'd like Bishop to pray for you. He's here. He's ready to pray for you if you have a question. Maybe you heard something during the message that stirred your spirit. Maybe you heard something during the moment of change. You're going to give us a call. I'm going to give you the number to call into the studio. If you call and don't get through, just call back. The phone lines are pretty busy, but we want to hear from you. The number to call live into the studio is 296-2251. The number to call into the studio is 296-2251. The area code is 904-296-2251. Give us a call. We'll be happy to pray with you. Bishop is standing by. We're live. We're going to pray with you. We'll ask any question that you have. We'll be happy to answer it. If you have a comment, just call us at area code 904-296-2251. Now, Sister Thunder, we do have some things coming up this month in CREPA. So can you just give us a little bit of what's coming up?
Our cell groups are coming up. The CREPA cell group will be on Saturday, November 25th, from 5 to 6 p.m. Our cell groups are all over Jacksonville, so it doesn't matter if you live in Orange Park, Mandarin, Fleming Island, the beaches. We have a location for you. In order to locate the cell group near you, just call 904-646-8210. That number again is 904-646-8210. And if you've ever struggled with understanding the Bible, this is the place for you. Join our Bible study and share your personal growth and discovery, the meaning of His Word. We meet the last Saturday of each month from 5 to 6 p.m.
Thank you so much for that, Sister Thunder. I want to give the number to the studio again. That number is 904-296-2251. The number to call live into the studio is area code 904-296-2251. Bishop, we have Sister Shirley on the line. Sister Shirley, you're on the air. How can we serve you tonight?
Yes, ma'am. I was just calling for prayer, please. The problem that I'm having, ma'am, is that during the storm, I had storm damage to my home. And what happened was I lost some pieces off my roof. So the problem is the two contractors that I had, now they're telling me they can't do it. And I know God can do it.
That's it.
And I just want the bishop to pray for me that I can find somebody that can repair my roof, because I know this is very serious for a family. And I just need prayer that, you know, instead of getting to run around, I just would appreciate people that will be honest with me and tell me that they can't do it. I understand that, but don't have me lingering thinking that you will do it and you know you're not. You see where I'm going with that?
I got you. I got it.
Thank you.
Yeah, you see, we're going to pray. I am telling you with all my heart, Jesus is going to handle this. Now, there is a supernatural power that is above you that is responsible to make your life easy. The Bible says, He said, my people will dwell in safely habitation, and no man shall make them afraid. And we stand on that word. And I pray for your daughter, O God, Lord Jesus, that you will touch the heart of people. As I'm speaking right now, you will raise helpers of destiny for her, Lord Jesus, that they will help her. And I decree that that roof is supernaturally fixed right now. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the anointing of the Holy Spirit that the angels of the Lord will connect you with people that are ready to help you with no cheating or no that with no flaws in any form, in Jesus' name. And I say it is done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Shirley. God bless you. If you're just joining us, you are listening to Dr. Abiola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. Our phone lines are open. We're live in the studio. The number to call into studio for prayer is area code 904-296-2251. The number to call into the studio is area code 904-296-2251. Bishop is standing by. He'll be happy to pray with you. If you have a question or a comment, give us a call at area code 904-296-2251. Now, Sister Thunder, if someone wanted to give a seed to this broadcast, tell us how they could do that.
They can do it by phone. Just simply text as a single word, give and be blessed. Send that text to 73256. Or visit our webpage at www.crepa.org. That's www.crepa.org. From the top right menu bar, select Give. Select the drop-down arrow for CREPA Radio Support. Now, if you'd like to mail it, just address it to Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, 7171 Arlington Expressway, Jacksonville, Florida, 32211, or you can bring it with you when you come to service tomorrow.
Thank you so much, Sister Thunder. So those are the ways you can give: by the website, you can give by text, you can give by mail, or you can actually give in person. When you come out to Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, that's tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m., 7171 Arlington Expressway. I'm going to give the number to the phone lines again to call into the studio for prayer. That number is area code 904-296-2251. The number into the studio is area code 904-296-2251. So, Bishop, when you were ministering, you talked about being adventurous.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I was thinking about is when we talk about being adventurous, that's trying something different.
Different.
Or taking advantages of opportunities.
Yeah.
And things like that. How would we know if that opportunity that was coming our way was from God or from the other one?
Okay, it's so easy. Now, each time God is leading you and is the one giving you the direction, it accomplish it with peace. Even if you don't have any dream or you don't have anybody, any prophecy, anything to you, the Bible says the peace of God that passes all understanding will keep your heart.
Amen.
So, and when that happens, the next thing you do is to take the step of faith. Now, I encourage people that if you are in church, you can share it with your leader, with your pastor. Okay, this is what the Lord is laying upon my heart, and I just want you to just pray along with me to confirm, because I just want to stay safe. And you will discover that the Spirit of God is one, and you will confirm it, then take step. So many times, it's not that people didn't know that God is leading them in something. It's fear of what of if he fails.
Mm.
And they have forgotten that you have never done anything that God will not go with you if it is his will.
Mm.
You are not even alone. In the first instance, God is there 24/7. You are the one that thinks you want to use your power. God told me sometimes, he said, why is it that people don't get their breakthrough? Why is it that people don't get their joy? He said, it's not because I don't want to do it. He said, because they want to do it themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
He said, I am waiting there. You said, God, don't worry, I'll handle it.
Wow, that is awesome. So I'm going to give out the number again, Bishop. The lines are still open.
Yeah.
And you can give us a call at 296-2251. That's area code 904-296-2251. Bishop is standing by. He's ready to pray for you. If you have a question, he'll be happy to answer your questions. Bishop, we have Brother Carl on the line. Brother Carl, you're on the air. How can we serve you tonight?
Well, praise God. This is DJ Carl with the Jesus Bus.
How are you doing?
Wow.
Praise the Lord.
Wow.
Listening to your broadcast and being blessed by it. Had such an awesome time with you guys on last Friday.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, a powerful church and a powerful ministry.
Amen.
I'm calling for prayer, Bishop. My lower back's been bothering me. My brother in New York, he's been under attack, you know, with some symptoms, flu-related. My son Jonathan has been under attack. He got a bad report today from the doctors. We didn't know where this was coming from. We went out today. We just felt we didn't have any events to do, but I felt led to go out and pray for people today. And we went on the north side, man, and 14 people came to the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
And so we know exactly where this is at. You know, the more we go forth in what we're doing, the more, you know, these small attacks are going to come. But I know joy comes in the morning, and I know God is the healer. So
Amen.
I'm calling for prayer in the name of Jesus.
Okay, now we're going to pray because we won't wait till morning before joy starts. Joy is going to start right now.
Yes.
One thing I've discovered, my brother, this is very important. I want you to know we're not going to give the devil no credit for this.
Amen.
Because
Amen.
We are fully in charge. God is with us. He said in Luke chapter 10 and verse 19, he said, behold, I give unto you power over serpent and scorpion and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall in no wise hurt you. So we stand on that scripture, and I command you, you foul spirit, get lost. Now, in the name of Jesus, I break your power over these people.
Amen.
I destroy your grip over these people.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, because when the stripe of Jesus comes into the scene, sickness and disease must not stand.
Yes.
Therefore, you back pain, you bad report, you oppression of the wicked one, I scatter and I destroy you, and I take you out with immediate effect in the name of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus, you are made whole. Thank you for healing your son, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Thank you so much, Bishop.
Yeah.
You
are welcome.
You guys, love you.
Bless
Thank
you.
Thank you
love
so much,
too.
Brother Carl. God bless you. Amen. You're listening to Dr. Abiola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. We're live in the studio and the phone lines are open. The number to call is area code 904-296-2251. That number to call live into the studio for prayer is 904-296-2251. You may want Bishop to pray with you. You may have a question. You may have a comment. Just give us a call at area code 904-296-2251. We're Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. We're located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. We're certainly inviting you to come out to our services. That's tomorrow morning. We have an early service at 8 a.m. and we have a second service at 10 a.m. Tomorrow's service is Uncommon Breakthrough. Come out and get your Uncommon Breakthrough. You don't have to carry that any longer. You can get your breakthrough tomorrow. Just come out to Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, 7171 Arlington Expressway. The numbers again to call into the studio is 296-2251. That number to call is area code 904-296-2251. Now, we know that next week is Thanksgiving, and we're still having our cell groups. We're still having our Bible studies cell groups. Sister Thunder, can you just remind us where those cell groups are going to be and the times?
Yes, we have actually 19 locations throughout Jacksonville. So we're going to meet on Saturday, November 25th, from 5 to 6 p.m. Now, to find your cell group that's nearest you, you want to call 904-646-8210. That number again is 904-646-8210. We meet every last Saturday of each month from 5 to 6 p.m.
Yes, and that is the cell. Come out to the cell groups. You know, we fellowship, we study the word, we rightly divide the word. We'd like to see you at one of those cell group meetings, even though we'll know you'll be full of turkey and dressing and all of that, but we still want you to come out next week to the cell group. So, Bishop, I'm thinking about this Uncommon Breakthrough service, and I want you to just talk on that for just a minute, but let me just give out the number one more time.
Okay.
The number live into the studio is area code 904-296-2251. That number to call is area code 904-296-2251. So the Uncommon Breakthrough, Bishop, tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, you see, God's plan is for every child of God to be a sign and a wonder. He wants you to break forth in every area. He said, I will go before you and I will make the crooked places straight. And I will give you the hidden riches of that places. That you will know that I am the Lord, the Redeemer. So, before you ever thought about breakthrough, God is already thinking about it.
Yes.
But many times people don't know, how do I get there?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have tried everything. Tomorrow's service is another opportunity.
Yes.
To just learn, how do I connect the dots?
Yes.
And get to where I'm going. I'm telling you, your journey will be sweet on this earth.
Oh, my. That's exciting. I'm so excited about that. I can't wait to get to the service tomorrow. I'll be there at 8 a.m., and I want to see you there, too.
Praise
8 a.m. tomorrow morning or 10 a.m. Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. We'd like to see you there. So the number to call into the studio, I'm going to give you the number again, is area code 904-296-2251. That number to call is area code 904-296-2251. So, Bishop, I'm going to go to the phone lines. We have Minister Rivers on the line. Okay. Minister Rivers, you're on the air. How can we serve you tonight?
Just asking for agreement and prayer.
Yeah.
With me for my wife and family.
Okay.
Against the spirit of depression.
Okay.
Alcoholism. And financial distress.
Okay.
These things have popped up in my life. I've received numerous prophecies of the great things God's getting ready to do in my life.
Yeah.
And the warfare has intensified greatly. And I'm not one to throw my hands up, but sometimes you need some help.
Yeah, yeah, that's okay. Amen. That's why the Bible says we should carry one another's burden. So we're going to just pray along with you right now, and I'm believing Jesus, the burden will be lifted. You remember, the scripture is so clear about it. He told us, he said, whatsoever we ask in his name, he will do it.
Amen.
I'm going to destroy the spirit of depression and oppression,
amen,
and you will have your freedom right now. Father, we thank you because you are faithful. Thank you for the power of your word. Thank you for your spirit. The Bible is so clear about it. The Bible says, say to the righteous, it shall be well with them.
Amen.
I declare over you, over your wife, over your children, over everything you lay your hands upon, it is well with you. In the name of Jesus. Satan, because the scripture says we overcome you by the blood of Jesus and by the word of our testimony. By the blood of Jesus, I say, take off your hand from these destinies. I command your hand to wither in the name of Jesus. I decree, be free in the name of Jesus. Thank you for liberty, freedom, and breakthrough. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Minister Rivers. God bless you. The scripture Bishop just mentioned when he said that we should carry each other's burden, that is Galatians 6:2.
Yeah.
And, you know, God does urge us not to just, you know, pray for ourselves, but to pray for others too.
Yeah.
And so we want to pray for you. So give us a call at 904-296-2251. The number to call live into the studio is 904-296-2251. 5-1. Sister Thunder, what do you have for us?
Well, actually, I wanted to go back to something that Bishop mentioned earlier. Developing creativity and maximizing your gift.
Yeah.
How do we know what our gift is?
Oh, my God. You see, it's so clear how to know your gift. You see, I talk about that in church sometimes. You know your gift, number one. What gets your attention? What you have passion for.
Mm-hmm.
People that unlock your compassion. They are the people God send you to. What you love doing can be a key to your assignment on the earth. And many times, the problem you love to solve is a key to the gift that you carry.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can just sit down. You see, many times we don't sit down, we just jump into prayer. And the scripture says, whosoever want to build a tower must learn how to sit down first. So you sit down first, and in the process of thinking and putting it together, the Lord will show you the light, and then you can take that one to prayer.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome, awesome. I'd like to stay with the phone lines, Bishop, but it looks like we have run out of time. It's time for us to go. So we're going to have to get out of here. We thank you so much for tuning in. We are Christ Resurrection Power Assembly with Dr. Abiola Idowu. This is your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment. We'll be back next week, Saturday, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. We want you to tune in and be mightily blessed. We'll see you next week. Until then, remain blessed and remember, Jesus
is alive.
Amen.
You've been listening to your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment with Bishop Abiola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway, Jacksonville, Florida. Our worship times are Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. and a second service at 10 a.m. Also on Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. For more information, please call area code 904-646-8210. We will see you next Saturday at 7 p.m. Until then, remain blessed. Jesus is Lord.